Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hello, this is an AI relaying a message from Philip, the spaceship's creator, because he thinks that's more interesting than listening to him speak. Today's podcast recommendation comes from Ireland, the place of classy stuff, like Women of Ireland, James Joyce, Barry Lyndon, and Colin Farrell. Recently, The Green Horizon is a science fiction audio comedy about an Irish space captain and his ragtag crew as they traverse a war-torn galaxy in search of fame and fortune. Like Irish whiskey, this show too will make you giggle, feel all warm and fuzzy, and in need of more. Luckily, there's 3 seasons of it. You know the Banshees of Inisherin deserved an Oscar. So, do Ireland and yourself a solid and enjoy The Green Horizon.
People of the Order, humanity's greatest legacy stands on the cusp of disaster. Never before has our peace been more uneasy, our advancement more blockaded, our very way of life more threatened than this moment in history. We know our enemies, but allow me to call them out. The so-called All Nations Alliance, a misguided bid to bring back the broken thing we once called democracy. Dead presidents, terrorists trying to impose on us another millennia of flawed despot after flawed despot. Second Puritans.
I can't change the feckin' station. I want me mid-morning illegal 80s. Where's Barnard? He can fix this radio. It is his job after all. Barnard! Barnard!
Welcome to the Habraxian Employment Office. Name and ID number, please.
Sonia Halley. ID is 317CVTBF.
Says here you were an officer aboard the Inquisitorial Interceptor Vessel, the Goldfinch. Dishonorable discharge for conduct not befitting an officer?
Yes, but does it mention what I did?
The only details here is that you assaulted the lead navigational officer.
I defended myself.
From?
Him. He tried it on with me and I said no.
So you assaulted him?
Well, he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Miss Hallett, what are you expecting me to find for you?
Well, I was hoping there might be a job going on another government vessel.
Miss Hallett.
Or any vessel, really.
I don't think...
Transport?
It's really not...
Cargo?
You're not really...
Waste removal?
Miss Hallett, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid with your record, you won't be able to find any work aboard an order-sanctioned spacecraft again.
But this is my dream. Grow up, become an officer, and fight the All Nations Alliance in their pursuit to take down the Order of the Great Commander. Just like what it said in cereal boxes for Crunchos. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
I was. They were a delicious honey treat. I would wake up every morning, pour myself a bowl, and read about Captain Be Vigilant and his fight against the evil rabble-rousers. I wanted to be just like Captain Vigilant.
You wanted to be an extinct insect?
Hey, that bee took down a group of Libra assassins single-handed. He was my hero. All I wanted was to be like him. Now I can't. What do I do?
My advice is come back when you have more realistic goals.
Realistic goals? But I was top of my class. I was supposed to rise through the ranks, captain my own ship someday. Now you're saying I can't even work as a cleaner on a refuse vessel.
I'm afraid so, Miss Halley. Now our time is up.
But what will I do?
Can't answer that, Miss Halley.
But you're the employment officer.
Yes, but my job is really to tell people what they cannot do.
So who tells me what I can do?
That would be the careers officer. Line starts over there.
Okay, you're pointing outside the building and across the road. You know what? Forget it. Just, I'll figure it out.
I have the utmost belief in you.
Sorry, miss.
Yeah, sorry. What is it?
Thought I heard another expat. What are you doing all the way out in this shithole?
Leaving, that's what. Now, how can I help you?
Sorry, my name's Bernard, Bernard Dooley. I'm actually in the spacefaring game myself.
Sonia Halley? Wait, were you listening in on my conversation?
Hard not to love. They build these feckin' cubicles so close together.
But I didn't hear you.
Well, I know to speak softly in this place. Never know who could be listening.
Sorry, what is it that you want? I have a run-down, disgusting hostel to get back to.
You said you were an officer on a government vessel. Just so happens we're in the market for a new first officer. Care for an interview?
Really? Are you serious?
Yep. I'll bring you up to see the captain.
Hold on a minute now there, lad. Do you have any ID or anything? I'm not just going to get into a ship with you on the promise of an employment. I've heard enough stories of desperate girls being kidnapped from here and sold to Laika pirates or God knows what else.
Oh, of course. Right you are here.
Head of engineering, eh? How many are under your command?
Well, if you include myself, one.
Well, look, I have to head back to the hostel and grab my officer's uniform. Luckily, I didn't sell that to survive like I did everything else. I'll meet you at the hangar, Mr. Dooley.
Excellent.
Actually, hang on. What were you doing here?
Oh, yeah. As it happens, I'm quitting.
What? Why?
I'll explain on the way. The ship's called the Green Horizon, by the way. I can't wait for you to meet the captain. His name is Gino Whelan. He's the biggest idiot in the galaxy.
Captain's log, the year is 2241. Orbiting the planet Pinthus in the Prometheus solar system is the cargo ship the Green Horizon. In the cockpit, in the captain's chair, sits Gino Whelan, a ruggedly handsome man who doesn't smell of cigarette smoke or gone off milk, thank you, Bernard. As the human race struggles into another year of conflict, strife, and disaster, little does he, nor every person in the universe, know he is the one thing that stands between humanity and complete disaster.
What are you doing?
Ah, what the fuck? Who are you?
My name is Sonia Halley. I'm applying for the role of first officer for your ship.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Do you want it?
What?
The job. Go on.
Don't you want to see my credentials?
Nah, you're right.
But don't you need to interview anyone else?
There is no one else.
What about the other applicants?
They were all shit. Do you want the job or not, love? I'm a busy man.
Busy talking into that thing?
Hey, now. That's my memoirs. What if the ship blew me to bits? That recording is all that would be left.
You threw it and it smashed. I doubt it would survive an antimatter explosion.
Fuck, you know your stuff. You're hired.
I haven't...
Wait. How did you get on board my ship? I am in orbit.
Your engineer brought me up from Hybrax in your scuttlebug.
Burner brought you. He never told me he was heading into Hybrax. I would have asked him to grab me a bag of crush while he was local.
Ah yes, your engineer mentioned you were a Corzaline addict. In fact, he's listed it as one of the reasons that he was resigning.
Now, I wouldn't say addict. What do you mean resigning?
He said he was leaving. Although I can't imagine why. This place is wonderful.
Bernard, lad, my oldest pal. Sarah here.
Sonia.
Yeah, Sonia says you're leaving. Surely this is just a simple jest on your part. Why are you packing your clothes?
Get fucked, Gino.
He's so messer, this fella.
Messer? When was the last time I got paid, Gino?
What? Friday.
Today's Friday.
I mean last Friday.
You didn't pay me then either.
Oh, well, lads. Bernie, are you off on holidays, love?
No, Jill, I'm leaving.
Leaving where, Bernie?
Leaving here, Jill.
But I just put the kettle on.
I can't have TG Lee. I'm leaving forever.
Oh! Will I just wait till you're back then?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is this your porter?
Who, Jilly? No, she's the navigational officer.
And your sister?
Yeah, that too.
Twin sister?
Yep.
Older by 5 minutes.
You're the chief nav?
Last I checked, love.
Where did you get your accreditation?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm accredited in the traditional sense.
In what sense, then, are you?
Well, I went to the induction day, but it wasn't for me. Sure, it's easy, like, go here, go there. Oh, mind, there's an asteroid over there, black hole over there.
Jill is very good, Sarah.
Sonia.
Goodbye, Gino. My advice, Sonia, unless you want to live a life of impoverishment, walk away and never turn back.
But you brought me here.
Only to tell Gino that living in a disease-infested rat trap on the cockwort of the galaxy is better than serving under his leadership.
So far, it seems pretty close, to be honest.
Oh, wait. Bernard, hang on, bud. Give me one day. Give me until tomorrow morning to get a contract sorted. If not, I'll let you on your merry way and pay you what you're owed.
You swear, Gino?
Of course, pal.
On your mother's grave?
Bernie, you shouldn't bring graves into this.
Sorry, Jilly, but I need to know.
On both my parents and me nanny.
Which one?
The good one.
Fuck, you're serious. Okay, fuck it. You have one day to secure us a real tangible contract. If you don't, which you won't, I'm gone.
He's moody. I'm heading back into the kitchen to make a sandwich. Bye, Sarah.
It's Sonia.
What's on me?
Never mind.
You're a bit odd, aren't you?
So, I assume after seeing that, you're itching to get started.
Are you for real? You don't pay your crew, your navigational officer is also your tea lady, the ship is in absolute state, and I can't tell if you're drunk right now or just completely off your head.
Bit of both, to be honest.
If I join your crew, I'll probably be dead in less than a week.
If you're lucky.
I assume that's what happened to your last first officer?
Actually, I never had one. You'd be my first officer.
Wait, so what made you want one now?
Honestly, I didn't even post the job. I'm assuming Bernard put it up. Did you see the classified in the Hybraxian discotheque? He loves throwing shapes there.
No, actually. I ran into Bernard at the Hybraxian Employment Centre. He was behind me in the queue.
Well, if that ain't a sign, I don't know what is. Shit.
What is it?
Trouble. Where's the communicator? Bernard, I need you to start the engine now, please.
I have her under maintenance, Gino. She won't be firing for another hour at least.
Oh, fuck.
What's all this noise?
Mortlock, he found us.
Ah, he's a lovely fella.
No, he's not, Jilly. He's a psychotic prick who got his nose out of joint because I beat him in a game of cards. He's been chasing me around the Prometheus system for 2 weeks.
Well, I thought he was a nice lad.
Jilly, his ship is literally called the Bone Splitter.
Ship's in range.
Incoming transmission.
Morty lad, what's the crack? How's the whole human trafficking business? I like the neck tattoo. What's it say, Hooter?
Honor. It says honor.
Oh, honor. That makes more sense.
Shut up, you filthy paddy thief.
Hey now, no need for the racism.
You took what is mine. I want it back. You have 5 minutes. If you do not comply, I'll blow your ship to pieces.
Mortlock, you wouldn't do that. We have children on board.
We have scanned your vessel. There are 5 life forms aboard, 4 adult humans, and an animal no larger than a cat.
Aha, you got the old scanners installed. Fair play. Wait, a cat?
Oh, you stupid. Sir, this is Acting First Officer Sonia Halley.
Was it not Sarah?
Shut up. Sir, I'm sure I speak for all on board when I say the captain will gladly give back whatever is yours. Give us 5 minutes, and I can assure you we will have what you seek and allow you to come aboard and retrieve it yourself.
Done. You have 5. Do not delay.
What's going on?
Ah, nothing major. Just a standoff with a space pirate.
Gino, you said you got it sorted.
Never mind that. Sarah, what have you done?
Saved us?
You told him I'd give it back. I can't.
Why? Oh, Jesus, do you not have it?
Of course I have it.
And what is it, exactly?
Just his father's gold watch that he bestowed to Mortlock upon his death. It's on my wrist and really going well with my ensemble, if I'm honest.
Show me.
Here, look. Isn't it nice?
Oh, brilliant. Well, let's head to the docking hatch and give it back.
Now, wait a minute. Surely we can do something else.
Like what? Our engine is offline.
What about our gun?
What? The pea shooter I saw in the front of the ship?
Pea shooter? That's a 2-foot Gatling laser, capable of firing 300 proton rounds a minute.
It's not even loaded, Gino.
Well, they don't know that. Mortlock's a chicken. If we fire that up, he'll tear off.
Even if it was, Gino, Sonia's right. Our weapon is designed to wear off pirates and flying cardboard boxes, not a war vessel like Mortlock's. Proton rounds can't penetrate even standard shielding, which I'm sure is what his ship has. You need resilium to blast through.
But this watch is worth 10,000 credits on the black market, easy. I was going to use it to... Never mind.
Use it too?
Pay me. You had no intention to find us any work. You were just going to pawn a stolen watch to pay us off.
Well, yeah, but at least I would have paid you.
Instead, now you've gotten us into a situation where we might all die.
We're not gonna die. I'll give it back. Head down the hatch and I'll meet you there.
Nice of you to join us. What were you doing up there?
Well, if you must know, Bernard, I was having a little scream into my pillow. Now all of you shut up and let me do the talking.
Oh God, we are going to die.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
All clear. Proceed with caution.
Nice to see you again, Morty. I see you brought two friends. Yeah, I deserve that headbutt.
That watch was my father's. He was an officer in the Terran Army of the Order. He was honorable, unlike you.
Coming from the man who ships child sex slave and has an neck tattoo.
Ow! Fuck, what is your head made of?
Do you have what's mine?
Yes, I do. Why didn't you start with that instead of turning my nose into a Jackson Pollock?
Who?
He was a painter and major contributor to the abstract expressionist movement in the 20th century.
Fuck, fair play.
Well, aren't you a clever clogs?
I studied artistry before I got into the war business. I've always fancied myself as something of a Picasso-esque abstractionist myself. I have a few original works if you'd like.
Pia, why'd you always do this?
Sorry, sir, I just got excited and...
Pia, look at Frank beside you. He never speaks, he just stands there and looks intimidating. Why can't you be more like Frank?
Sir, Frank lost his vocal cords, remember? You shot him.
Frank, is this true?
Is your name Frank? My cat's name is Frank.
Oh, he smiled.
So you do have a cat!
Enough! Hand it over, you dirty Irish prick.
Okay, just don't shoot. Here.
Finally. Now let this be a lesson to you, Captain Whelan. Never cheat me in a game of cards.
I didn't cheat, Morlock. You're just a lousy player.
And you're a good card player, Gina. Too good.
Tell your men to drop their weapons or I'll turn your brains into porridge.
Oh my God, Morlock. She just took the gun right out of your hands. Oh, the boys in Alchemila will hear about this. After she kills you, of course.
Okay, you got me. Men, lower your weapons. Lady, you were pretty quick, eh? Now how about you let me leave and we'll forget all about this.
Sonya, if you let him leave, he'll get in his ship, turn around and blast us to pieces.
No, he won't.
How do you know?
I'll make him swear not to.
Sonya, this guy travels the solar system selling people like cattle. He can't be trusted.
Maybe, but I noticed that tattoo on your neck. The reverence you have for your father... You practically hounded us through millions of miles of space for his watch.
Yeah, what of it?
Swear on him. Swear on your father that you will not bother us again.
Sonya, that won't work.
I swear. I swear on my father. No harm will come to you by me. Just let me go.
I'm keeping the gun, by the way.
It's yours. Frank, we're leaving.
What about me?
You are the worst henchman I've ever had. You can stay here with them. I don't want you.
But where will I go?
I don't fucking care. Just stay off my ship.
Aw, bye, Frank.
So, I imagine you'll be off then.
Oh, will I be off now?
You said it yourself. This place, me, it's a disaster. I'd already be dead if it wasn't for you. You should go. Just say goodbye to Jilly before you head off. That Peter guy is showing her his art in the kitchen, I think.
You know, this is the most excitement I've had since the Goldfinch. I think I might stay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, plus you said it yourself. You'd be dead without me. If I leave now, I'm basically committing murder.
Very true. So I guess you're officially my first officer. You want to talk pay or...
Yeah, well, I normally ask for my first week in advance, but I know you're a bit strapped at the moment, so...
No, I can pay you in advance, Sonia. Luckily, I've recently come into a nice bit of money as it happens.
How? The watch is gone and you're skint.
Sonia Halley, if you are to become my first officer, you need to know one thing, and one thing only about me.
You're a broke chauvinist with delusions of grandeur?
It's not delusion, love is true, sweetheart. No, the one thing about me is I never, ever just give things away.
Oh my god, please don't tell me you screwed over that crazy smuggler.
Of course I did. It's crazy how cheap a replica gold Terran Army officer's watch goes for in Pentus. The seller did a bang-up job on the inscription too. Best 100 credits I've ever spent.
You!
Oh, relax. He'll never realise it's fake. Anyway, if he does, he can't touch me. He's sworn his father.
I'm going to die because of you.
Yeah, probably.
So, Captain, where to?
Most important place yet, First Officer. I'm going to the pub. Okay, Jilly, I am only going to explain this once.
Right, Gino.
You're the Navigational Officer, Jilly.
Yes.
Navigational officer should know that we use wormhole travel to get across the galaxy.
I know that, Gino.
No. You told that fella that we are travelling by worms.
It's just the same thing.
Jilly, how on earth can you be so smart at some things and so...
If you say what I think you're going to say, I will punch you in the throat.
It's just, you've told people this before, and I can't have prospective clients hearing that our navigational officer thinks we traverse space on slimy insects.
Actually, Gino, worms aren't insects. They're an animal. Now who's stupid?
I thought you were going to the pub.
I am. I just needed to have a pointless conversation with my sister.
Hello, everyone.
You're in a good mood.
Of course I am. I just got paid. I'm hitting the discotheque and I just wanted to dance until I stop worrying about how you got that money.
Oh, is everyone in here? Sweet. Jilly, do you want to see that other painting I've done?
Sorry, but, like, do you work here now? Like, I'm the captain, and I feel like I should have some say in this.
Oh, well, I just thought since Mortlock dropped me off on your ship...
Yeah, that you could just stay here, sorry. But we're a pretty close-knit group here.
Gino, I literally met you 6 hours ago.
And I hate you.
Yeah, but we're all Irish.
Now who's racist?
You know what I mean. Yanks are shy-crack, like.
Actually, I'm Canadian.
Same thing, innit?
I'm sorry you feel that way. It's like how you and the English are all the same.
Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, whoa!
Huh?
Get out!
You don't have a security officer, do you?
We do, and it's me.
Ha!
Maybe I can be that. I was a Terran soldier for a while when I left art school.
We could do with some more muscle, Gino. There's only so many times I can stop you getting shot.
Plus, all those pictures are lovely!
Hang on, Eva. This conversation is getting mutinous. Look, I appreciate your offer, but I don't know you. Okay, I can't risk my precious crew hiring somebody who had a gun pointed at us a few hours ago.
Wow, that was a nice thing you said.
I'll do it for free.
You're hired.
Of course.
Right, let's celebrate. To the dragon. Drinks are on me.
Pass.
Pass.
Very hard pass.
I'll go. That's an Irish bar, right?
Sino Irish, yeah. Great food and great beer.
Gino, don't do that thing that all Irish people do. You travel hundreds of trillions of miles and you still end up in an Irish bar.
Oh man, I can't wait. You know I have Irish ancestry.
Don't you dare.
Come on, let's go. I got a boogie.
Partners, you really need to stop hanging around that discotheque, mate. There's all sorts that go there. Wouldn't want them giving you notions.
Gino, you're a con man with a drug problem. Glass houses, friend.
So I suppose me and Jilly will just stay up here?
Ah yeah, sure look. Ladies, get some cleaning in while the men are away.
If you ever say that again, I will fire you out the airlock.
And I'll shoot you with the proton gun after you've turned into a space popsicle, shattering your body into a million pieces, spreading your corpse across the cosmos.
Wow.
Jesus, Chilly, that was...
beautiful.
Thanks, Peter.
Right, fuck this, we're off. See you later, humans of equal or greater value.
That's better.
Okay, you damn drunk. Either wake up and keep drinking or get the fuck out. You can't sleep here. It's not a hotel.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. All right, I'm up. Will you just calm down and give me peace?
And another brandy, if you'll be so kind.
Hey, you need to watch that old world religion shit. I can't have inquisitorial officers shutting the place down because you're breaking the blasphemy laws.
I'll blaspheme all I like. Here's one. I pray to St. Anthony that I might find the patience to put up with your shite. Our dear leader is not a deity, so it is not blasphemous to speak of old world religion shit, as you put it. It's just illegal. God help us.
One more warning, you're barred.
How about the word of God?
Okay, that's it.
Now wait, I was only messing here. A tip of 50 credits for listening to an old man pine for the days of the baptized never confirmed.
Okay, batted, but keep your beliefs to yourself.
As dear leader is my witness.
Excuse me, couldn't help it over here, another wandering Irishman traversing the void of space-time.
How would you look it, a fellow compatriot?
It's a small galaxy, isn't it? Nice Hawaiian shirt, by the way. Take it you're on holidays.
Something like that.
Sit down, have a drink. First one's on me.
Thank you very much, Mr...
Hey, Joe, just Joe. Yourself? What accent is that? East? Southeast?
Waterford.
How is the old city?
It's been better. A lot of poverty, a lot of fighting. What about you?
Roscommon originally. What about you, big fella? You the same as the lad here?
Well, I was born on Hera Prime, but my parents hail from Toronto originally.
Oh, yank, right.
Actually, Toronto is in Canada.
Well, it's all the fucking same, isn't it?
Actually, they're two entirely separate.
Two scotches for my fellow expat and his American friend here.
Again, they're...
Just shut up and drink, Peter.
Do you have any sevens?
Go fish. Do you have any nines?
Fish. Fives?
Nope. Kings?
Nah. Sixes?
Nope. Do you have any kings?
Jilly, you just asked me that.
Oh. Any nines?
Okay, feck this. There's nothing to do. You know, my first day aboard the Goldfinch, I worked 20 straight hours, non-stop, running messages, plotting routes, and fighting a band of space pirates from the Laika system.
Well, we could look at Peter's artwork.
We already did that, Jilly. It was just paintings of muscular men with vegetables instead of heads. That boy needs to talk to someone.
He said it was a commentary on vapid body image culture.
A turn-up with a six-pack is not art, Jilly. Surely there's something that needs to be done.
You could clean out Gino's file desk. Right now it's pictures of nude women and pasta dishes he plans on cooking someday.
Not feeling that one, Jilly.
We could empty Bernard's underpants basket into space.
No, never.
We could feed my cat.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that's actually the best thing we can do.
Oh, I'll just grab some sardines. He loves sardines. Just open the door here. Hi, Frank.
Oh, he's not a cat. Jilly, that's not a cat.
Yes, it is, Sonia. Look at his cute little face.
Jilly, that is clearly a ferret.
What? No.
Yes, that is very much a ferret.
Are you serious? Frank, are you a ferret?
Well, he's hardly going to answer you.
Do you think he knows?
That he's not a cat? Yes, Jilly?
But, like, I've been calling him a good kitty for ages. What if I gave him, like, a complex?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is he even a boy? Maybe he's a Francesca.
Does it have a penis, Jilly?
I don't even know anymore, Sonia. I don't know.
Good Lord.
Ah, Frank, why didn't you tell me?
Wonder if the lads are having as much fun.
Yeah, fuck, I'm pissed. Peter. There you go.
I haven't had this much fun in a long time. I should appreciate it now before I, never mind.
What's the issue?
Ah, you know yourself. I fell into the wrong crowd. Lost money on the ponies. Owe money to the sort that you shouldn't have money to.
Can you pay him?
Fuck that. I work hard for my money. You know what it's like as an Irishman yourself.
I fucking do. Shag the system, lad. It's always just, you know?
I know exactly what you mean, lad.
Will you not just head off?
Ah, nobody will take an old Irishman.
They all just think I'm some drunk without a shekel to my name.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I have a ship. I'm the captain. Captain Gino. That's me.
Excuse me?
Hello there, little miss. Wait. Shouldn't you be at home? What time is it? I can't read the clock.
Yeah, Gino, she works here.
Oh, like collecting glasses. You're not a bit young for that.
No, she works here.
Do you like what you see, mister?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Not happening. Little miss, how much would be enough for you to leave this place and go home like right now?
Hey, little girl. Maybe you forget those pricks and come and sit beside us.
She's all right, lads. She was just leaving.
Only way she's leaving is with me. Come on, kid. I got the cash.
Seriously, Gino. Just leave it.
There is not a hope in hell. I am leaving her head off with a pack of pedos. Why don't the lot of you fuck off or wake my body up here?
I will fuck you up, you dirty mick.
Okay. Fuck this. Peter.
What?
Peter, it's time for you to do the thing that security officers do.
Mom?
What?
Do you know they're armed?
Oh, balls.
Hey, put those fucking guns away.
Tell those parties to hand over the girl.
Not a chance.
Hey, this guy's pretty cool.
She's property of the Emerald Dragon.
Ah, never mind.
We reserve the right to refuse any motherfuckers who pull weapons in the bar.
Ah, no, the barman's armed.
My name's Billy, motherfucker, and I don't play.
Let's kill these fools.
It's Billy, bitch.
Well, nothing sobers you up more than a near-death experience, Peter. You okay?
Yeah, I think I'll be fine once I paint it out.
Joe, little miss.
All good here.
My name's Rebecca Roy, and this isn't my first gunfight.
Well, I hope it's your last. Here, this is all the credits I have left. Now go home, stop selling yourself.
I have no home to go to, but thanks for the cash. I'll get the next flight to Cherimon and start again there.
You have no home? Why don't you come with us?
Peter.
What? You took me in. You're taking Joe. Why not take Miss Roy here?
I don't need saving, Peter.
You heard the girl. Let's go.
No, Gino. Come on, man. She's all alone.
Oh, for fuck. Fine. Come on, little miss.
I just said I don't need saving.
Well, what if I gave you a job?
What kind of job?
Cleaning, dusting, apprentice, tea maker, anything. Just come on, will you? You're getting blood on your little shoes.
Okay, but I expect competitive rates.
Okay. Now let's go, everyone, before the police come and arrest us all.
You're lucky, Rebecca. I don't even get paid.
Don't you start.
You should start a union.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Don't you dare.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.